Still, it was nothing that Tyrion could not manage. He looked off to the east and west, at the wall stretching before him a vast white road with no beginning and no end, and a dark abyss on either side. West, he decided, for no special reason, and he began to walk that way, following the pathway nearest the north edge, where the gravel looked freshest. His bare cheeks were ruddy with the cold, and his legs complained more loudly with every step, but Tyrion ignored them. The wind swirled around him, gravel crunched beneath his boots, while ahead the white ribbon followed the lines of the hills, rising higher and higher until it was lost beyond the western horizon. He passed a massive catapult, as tall as a city wall, its base sunk deep into the wall. The throwing arm had been taken off for repairs and then forgotten. It lay there, like a broken toy, half embedded in the ice. On the far side of the catapult, a muffled voice called out a challenge. "Who goes there?" "Halt!" Tyrion stopped. "If I halt too long, I'll freeze in pace, John," he said, as a shaggy pale shape slid toward him silently and sniffed at his furs. "Hello, ghost." Jon Snow moved closer. He looked bigger and heavier in his layers of fur and leather, the hood of his cloak pulled down over his face.